Anya was already as warm as she was going to get. All that remained before her in this tournament, being held in the Tokyo Budokan, was Nezuma. If she won this match, she'd be the lightweight champion in the Interdiscipline Budo Championship. The judges looked at Anya, and she nodded, then stepped onto the mat. Nezuma turned and bowed to the judges. Anya did the same. Nezuma turned to Anya and gave her a curt bow. Anya bowed in the same style.
Hajime!
Nezuma immediately stalked Anya, coming at her from the side almost like a crab. Anya pivoted to her southpaw stance, bringing her guard higher than normal, aware that Nezuma preferred to attack with straight punches aimed at the head, trying to score immediate knockouts. He had successfully knocked out three of his previous opponents on his way to becoming the champion he was, the one Anya hoped to become. Nezuma was testing Anya with feints to her thigh. Out of nowhere, Nezuma's fist went straight for her head. Anya dropped back and away. Nezuma had punched her arm away from him, interrupting the throw. She clutched her throbbing arm. She decided to do something that went against all her strategic thinking. She aimed her left foot at Nezuma's head. The strike caught him by surprise, and he just managed to move out of the way. Anya knew Nezuma would counterattack during her landing. So instead of standing, she continued to drop to the ground and swept a leg towards her opponent. 1 point for Anya. Just one more to go. Nezuma hauled himself to a standing position and glared at Anya.
Hajime!
This time, Nezuma didn't waste time by trying to find Anya's weak points.
That makes us even at 1 point each, Miss Creed. Now it really is anyone's match. Let me help you up.
Thanks.
Just don't mistake this for anything but what it is. A long overdue lesson for all women that they need to stay away from Budo.
What a perfectly antiquated statement. But don't worry, I'll make sure this doesn't sting too much when I lay you out on your butt.
Anya and Nezuma faced each other for the last time. 1 point for either of them would decide the match. The referee looked at them both. Anya nodded. Nezuma grinned.
Hajime!
Anya circled Nezuma. She saw the glint in his eye and just barely dodged the roundhouse kick. Anya moved aside and dropped in for a punch, but Nezuma recoiled incredibly fast and shot his left arm out. Anya knew his arm was placed in an Aikido move known as Irininage, the entering throw. Anya felt the pressure on her throat and knew that if the throw finished, she'd be defeated. Instead, she grabbed Nezuma's arm and used it to vault herself over like a gymnast. They both backed off. Sweat poured down both of their faces. Anya blinked through the salt and kept her guard up. Her arms felt like lead weights dragging her down, but she was all too aware of how prize fighters often tire. Once the guard started to drop, the other fighter usually had no problem finishing them off. Anya was determined not to let that happen, especially since she'd spent enough time listening to her self-appointed trainer, Eddie, harp on her about keeping her hands up where they could protect her. Nezuma's guard had stayed perfectly in position throughout the entire fight. His arms looked like coils of tight sinew wrapped around steel girders. He still maneuvered on deeply bent legs, keeping his center of balance low and steady. Trying to unseat him would be almost impossible. She blocked the series of stomping kicks and countered with a roundhouse to his head. It was blocked, and she went low. Anya came up, driving up with an uppercut aimed at the underside of his jaw. Nezuma instead dropped to the floor and kicked his right foot out, directly into Anya's stomach. She crashed to the floor in a broken heap, just as the judges raised their red flags. Nezuma had won the match.
Next time, Nezuma.
I would suggest you work harder on your natural abilities. Perhaps cooking.